When triggered, this file will turn your penis and scrotum into a clitoris and vagina, and it will stay that way until you return it back. You will not change who you are, your sexuality, or anything else. It will just give you a clitoris and vagina. That's pretty much all there is, so pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance, but I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been, perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice it simply lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice. And as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice. Until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away, slips away into oblivion till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely. Without thought, you just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Just totally focused on my voice. Just listening and obeying and relaxing. So deep. So obedient. So completely relaxed. From now on, whenever you hear the words, vagina time for you, you'll begin having a very unique feeling. You will feel your penis very quickly shrink away. It will shrink until it disappears entirely. Your scrotum will also shrink away at the exact same time. Anybody who says vagina time for you will cause this. The shrinking will last until you hear revert to normal. And during vagina time, you will not have a penis or a scrotum. You will have a pussy. You will have a vagina. You will have a female body, at least where your balls and scrotum were. That is simply what is going to happen. Just imagine it now. Your penis shrinking away, your balls shrinking away, tucking back up inside of your body to be replaced by a woman's vagina, her outer labia lips, her inner labia, and her vagina. All of those things will happen. Every single time you hear that trigger, that is what is going to happen to you. You will no longer have a penis and scrotum. You will have vagina and labia. That will be all you will be able to perceive or see. You have seen vaginas before. You know exactly what they look like, and that is what it is going to look like on your body. It will take the form that you enjoy the most. Your pubic hair will also disappear, or at least rearrange itself into something considerably more feminine. That is up to you. If you prefer hairless, then your hair will completely disappear and you'll be smooth shaven. If you prefer some amount of hair, then your pubic hair will reduce down to that of a woman, considerably more feminine, not as dark and thick as that of a man. That is what will happen whenever you hear vagina time for you. And as soon as you hear those words, vagina time will begin, and your penis and scrotum will shrink away, shrinking back into your body, leaving you with a nice, beautiful vagina, leaving you with a woman's vaginal hair. You will be able to touch yourself. You will be able to play with your clitoris. You will be able to do all of these things because your conscious mind will ignore the penis and balls that you have, since they cannot physically go away, you will just simply ignore them. You will not acknowledge that they are there because what you will see, what you will feel, is a vagina. A nice, beautiful vagina. You will perceive that the entire time that vagina time for you is happening. And then afterwards, when you here revert to normal, your penis and balls will come back and you will have them once again. This is simply what is going to happen whenever you hear vagina time for you. You will instantly feel your penis and balls shrink away and become a vagina, and you will no longer perceive them in any way, shape, or form. They are not there. You will not see them. You will not feel them. They will no longer be there. Any sensations that they receive, you will feel as if they are coming from your vagina. Any sensations at all will feel as if they are coming from your vagina. If someone sucks or licks on your cock, you will feel as if they are playing with your clit. If you engage in some form of sex, it will feel as if you are the one being penetrated and not the other way around. That is simply the way it is and the way it is going to be. It is simply what you have chosen to do. And whenever you hear vagina time for you, that is exactly what is going to happen to you. You will have a vagina. That is all you will perceive. You will no longer perceive. You will no longer feel. You will no longer have sensations from your cock and your balls. All you will have is a vagina. A nice, beautiful vagina that you can do with whatever you please. You will do nothing that can bring you actual harm. You will not try to insert anything into it, or if you do, you will insert it into your anus and believe that it is going into your vagina. After all, you do not truly have one. You simply perceive that you have one. You feel like you have one, and all the sensations that you would normally have will be transmitted as if from your vagina. You will be able to come multiple times from stimulation of your vagina. It is a very beautiful, sexy thing, and you will perceive it, you will feel it, you will have it during the entire period of vagina time for you. That is what is going to happen. Each and every time you hear those words, and your vagina will remain there until you say, or somebody else says, revert to normal. Those are simply the rules, and since you have chosen to listen to this file, you have chosen to accept them. You have chosen to feel what they will do to you, and you will enjoy it each and every time it happens. You are going to accept this trigger more and more each and every time you listen to this file. It will sink more and more deeply into your mind until it becomes a part of who you are. You will always suffer vagina time for you each and every time you hear that phrase. Each and every time you hear it, your penis and balls will shrink away and you will have a nice, beautiful vagina the way you may have imagined in the past. That is what you will have. That is how it is going to be. You have chosen to listen and accept this file, and you will accept it deeply in your mind, accepting it more and more every time you listen, until the trigger becomes a part of you you cannot resist or deny in any way, shape, or form. And now it is time for you to wake back up. Wake in on the count of five. Your penis and balls will be there, but the next time you hear vagina time for you, they will not, because now it is time for you to be normal and to wake back up. Awaken on the count of five. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed.